Radio Sefarad en el Congreso Judío Mundial de Córdoba.
Radio Sefarad ha querido estar presente en el Congreso Judío Mundial que se está celebrando estos días en Córdoba. Hemos entrevistado a su presidente Edgar Brothman y al subpresidente ejecutivo Israel Singer. Hello, Mr. Brothman. Thank you very much to talk to Radio Sefarad. It's a pleasure for us.
It's a pleasure for me too. Thank you.
Okay. The first question, la primera pregunta es, ¿por qué es relevante para usted que se celebre el Congreso Judío Mundial en Córdoba?
Why is it relevant for you that the World Jewish Congress celebrates its reunion this time in Córdoba?
Well, last year they had the meeting in Berlin of the OSCE. This year they're having it in Córdoba. This is like a repeat of last year, except we're here to monitor what took place in 1 year and to tell them that a few things happened, but it was not enough, and they must do a much better job of monitoring anti-Semitism in Europe.
El año pasado esta reunión se celebró en Berlín, pero el hecho de celebrarla otra vez la vez aquí es porque hay cosas que todavía no se han hecho.
¿Le parece importante que se celebre en España, en la patria de Maimónides?
Do you think it's important that that the event is in Spain and in Maimónides' town?
Well, I don't think it's really important. It's symbolic. That after all, Maimonides, the great Rambam, lived here before he went to Egypt. But I think the importance of the meeting is not where it is; it's that it is.
Lo más importante es el hecho de que la junta se haga y no tanto su localización geográfica.
¿Cree que el gobierno español está en la dirección correcta en la lucha contra el antisemitismo?
Do you think that the Spanish government is going in the right direction in its fight against antisemitism?
If you mean is it doing the right thing and having the meeting here? Yes. I think that of all the countries that should have such a meeting, Spain is probably on the top of the list. There's a long history of anti-Semitism in this country.
Si la pregunta es que si el lugar tiene que hacerse, digo que tiene que estar aquí, entonces es correcto, y que España tiene una historia muy larga de antisemitismo, entonces está bien que se haga aquí.
Sí, ¿cree que la actuación del gobierno, independientemente de la organización del Congreso, es positiva en la lucha contra el terror, contra el antisemitismo?
Do you think that besides the World Jewish Congress actions, the Spain government by itself takes the right steps against antisemitism?
Well, I don't think that the World Jewish Congress is doing as much, you know, as the Spanish government is doing. We're here to monitor what the Spanish government does. Governments have to create laws, not the World Jewish Congress. Governments have to enforce the laws, not the World Jewish Congress. Our job is to make sure that they do it, and if not, to remind them that they have to do it.
Para resumir lo que dijo, el trabajo del Congreso Judío es monitorear y ver que el gobierno español cumpla con sus pasos en contra del antisemitismo.
Just to add to that, there is not a large Jewish community in Spain. This was not the most hospitable place for Jews. And so there were maybe 5,000 Jews here. So we have to use the strength of the International World Jewish Congress to make sure that the Spanish government understands that they just have to do what they have to do.
Quiero agregar que en España ya no quedan muchos judíos, ha de haber como unos 5,000 judíos, y parte del trabajo del Congreso es reforzar ese pasado y tratar de mejorarlo.
¿Qué sabe de la comunidad judía española?
What do you know about the Spanish Jewish community?
Oh, I don't know a great deal. I've been coming to Spain for many, many years because I used to enjoy shooting with the national sport of Spain, but I stopped doing that some years ago. But I have, you know, been to the synagogues and I have met quite a few Spanish Jews.
Lleva mucho tiempo viviendo en España, viniendo a España, y que antes le gustaba mucho la casa, y ha ido a muchas sinagogas y ha conocido bastantes judíos.
¿Está de acuerdo con Simón Wiesenthal cuando dice que la situación actual del antisemitismo se podría comparar a la existente en Alemania o en Europa previamente a la Segunda Guerra Mundial?
Do you agree with Simón Wiesenthal, who said that the actual antisemitism situation in Spain and everywhere can compare to the antisemitism situation before the war?
Well, you know, it's not, something always starts and then it grows. It's like a snowball becomes an avalanche. We don't want to let the snowball get anywhere near to becoming the avalanche of the Holocaust. I am not really concerned with another Holocaust, but that's where anti-Semitism, that's where bias, that's where xenophobia lead. And we just have to stop it and stop it in the bud. This is 2005. This is not 1936. This is a time where we just have to say, hey, stop it. This is not the right thing to do. And the worst thing about this anti-Semitism in Europe now is they're using the Middle East conflict, but only as an excuse to revive the anti-Semitism that's been the heritage of the Catholic Church for 1,000 years.
Ahora estamos viviendo ya en una época un poco más evolucionada que 1936, estamos en el 2005. Y que el antisemitismo es como una bola de nieve que se convierte en avalancha y hay que pararla a tiempo. Y lo que pasa con el antisemitismo ahora es que Europa está usando el conflicto en el Medio Oriente como excusa para incrementar el antisemitismo.
¿Cómo le gustaría recordar estos encuentros, el Congreso Judío Mundial, la reunión de las ONGs, estos encuentros que se realizan en torno al judaísmo en España?
How would you like to remember the meetings that are about to happen in Spain?
I would like to see that the Europeans express their desire to fulfill their promises with legislation with teeth in it and with a monitoring system that makes sure that no anti-Semitic, I mean really anti-Semitic, action goes unpunished.
Le gustaría recordarlo que se han tomado las medidas necesarias con fuerza para que no haya ninguna persona antisemítica en cualquier de los gobiernos.
More than that, I am proposing in my speech, which I did last year in Berlin, that we start to teach in high schools what I call mutual respect. I don't like tolerance because I don't want to be tolerated. I want to be respected. And I want in high schools to teach not just what happens when mutual respect isn't there and you get something like the Holocaust. I also want to teach the benefits of mutual respect, that you simply have a better life, that you have a broader life, that you know more people, that you are a happier person.
En su discurso que va a pronunciar mañana, escribió algo que dijo también el año pasado en Berlín, y que tiene una proposición que se empiece a enseñar en el colegio el respeto y no la tolerancia, sino el respeto, para que podamos todos convivir con cada quien con nuestras creencias.
Oh, the last thing. Un mensaje para los judíos y no judíos que escuchan Radio Sefarad.
What would you like to say to the Jews and non-Jews listeners of Radio Sefarad?
Well, I simply would like to say that the only thing that we can do as individuals is to make this a better world than we found it. And to do that, we have the most important lesson we have to learn now is mutual respect. We have to learn it, we have to practice it. And if we practice it, we'll have a better world. And the world is a very dangerous place. The only thing that's going to make it less dangerous is more mutual respect.
Thank you very much.
Quiere decir que el mundo de hoy, lo único que podemos hacer para mejorar este mundo mejor que lo hemos encontrado es el respeto mutuo, y básicamente es lo más importante, que nos respetamos unos a otros.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Córdoba and to Spain.
Thank you.
And see you soon.
Encantado.
Welcome, Mr. Singer. Welcome to Radio Sefarad, and thank you so much for this interview. The first question is, ¿cuáles son los principales objetivos de este Congreso Judío Mundial?
What are the principal objectives of the World Jewish Congress?
The purpose of the World Jewish Congress in Cordoba is to bring Jews from as many communities as possible to the meeting of the OSCE, to have them explain to the organizers of the meeting the dangers for Europe of anti-Semitism. Not for the Jews, but for Europe. When Europe has a lack of comfort for one of its minorities, Europe is in danger, not just that minority. The defense of minorities is the most important principle of every democracy. Not how the comfort of the majority is, but how the comfort of the minority.
La idea del Congreso Judío Mundial es de llevar aquí a la mayor cantidad posible de judíos de todo el mundo aquí a Córdoba para poder en la junta de la OCE explicar qué tan grande puede llegar a ser el problema del antisemitismo, porque no en tanto como en peligro hacia los judíos, sino tanto peligro hacia Europa, porque el peligro hacia Europa es un resultado de del peligro de sus minoridades.
¿Cree que existe un antisemitismo relevante o preocupante en España, y qué definiría, qué características tendría este antisemitismo?
Do you think that there is a relevant antisemitism in Spain, and if yes, what would define it?
The answer is of course, even though there are very few Jews in Spain, there is a real antisemitism in Spain, and that is defined by attitudes. It's defined by old historic attitudes towards Jews. Let us not fool ourselves that in Spain there is a history of the Inquisition. In Spain there is a history of the Jews who were driven from Spain and had to leave or convert. There is a history of the Church's relations with Jews. All of this, you know, is in the background and cannot be, you know, forgotten, even though for 500 years there are no open Jews living in Spain. Nevertheless, you have to take this into reality consideration, and you have to know that the facts are that today that there's no physical anti-Semitism, there's no violence, there's no terror, there's no persecution of Jews in public, you know, those things don't happen. So what kind of anti-Semitism is there? There is an undertone of anti-Semitism. There is a question that is asked, for instance, that's the most shocking question. How many Spanish people answer by saying they would not like to have a Jewish neighbor? And the answer is a very large majority, the largest majority of European Jews, European non-Jews, answered in Spain that they wouldn't want to have a Jewish neighbor of all the countries, which is shocking because, you know, there are so few Jews here who would be angry. So they must be answering on the basis of history. But this doesn't mean something that causes us fear or something that causes us concern. It's just unpleasant. It requires a better educational system. It requires a better training of the children. It requires a better understanding of what the relationship between Jews and non-Jews are like. And this needs to be one of the results of the meeting. But this meeting is not only about Spain. This meeting is about all 55 countries. And what needs to be done is the same standard needs to be set all over the world. In Spain, in the United States, in England, in France, in Poland, in Croatia, in every part of the world, we need the same standards. Then there will be a comfort level for everyone, not just for the Jews, of living in each country.
Hay que tomar en cuenta que en España hay una historia de antisemitismo muy larga. Ha habido persecuciones, inquisición, han echado a los judíos, etc. A pesar de esto, hay muy pocos judíos a la fecha en España, de lo cual uno de los resultados es que no hay un antisemitismo físico, no hay violencia. Pero hay un antisemitismo un poco más escondido, digamos, que a una pregunta que se les ha hecho a los españoles si quisieran tener un vecino judío, la mayoría ha dicho que no. Y esto es un problema que se tiene que cambiar en la educación a partir del liceo. Pero otra vez recordemos que estamos aquí no solo para hablar de España, sino para hablar de todos los 55 países representantes.
¿Qué tendría que pasar para que las reuniones de Sevilla y Córdoba él las considerara un éxito?
What would have to happen for you to consider the meetings in Córdoba and Sevilla an exit?
A success. I would consider it a success if it were to take upon itself the same kind of responsibilities as the meeting in Berlin last year took on. I'm very concerned that it already isn't of the same quality as Berlin last year because Foreign Minister Fischer took tremendous efforts to bring large number of people of a very high level, foreign ministers and prime ministers and persons like Foreign Minister Powell in the United States to come and make very strong statements. First, second, very, very important point would be to have a very strong statement to come out of Cordova that would be one that would be able to be influencing the behavior of all of the countries the way a statement came out of Berlin last year.
Para que él considere que esto es un éxito, que él ya teme que no va a poder serlo, tendría que tomarse la misma responsabilidad que se tomó en el año pasado en Berlín, en la cual Fischer lo organizó de tal manera que llegaron muchísima gente muy importante de gobiernos, etcétera, que es algo que por el momento no se ha hecho. Y la segunda razón es que para que salga esto, para que esto se considere un éxito, es que se acabe con un discurso y una resolución muy, muy fuerte para el antisemitismo.
¿Cree que el gobierno español debería esforzarse más en el apoyo a este congreso y a lo que representa?
Do you think the Spanish government should support more this meeting and what it represents?
I think that the Spanish government did take an interest in it. I think that it is a development that is positive. However, the Germans did take this more seriously and were more effective so far. But you never know, maybe it will still develop into an important meeting. Part of the responsibility is ours.
Él cree que sí, el gobierno español sí ha tomado los interés y medidas, pero que comparado al gobierno alemán del año pasado, estas medidas son un poco menores porque el gobierno alemán lo tomó con mucho más responsabilidad y seriedad.
Thank you so much for being in Radio Sefarad and happy good time in Córdoba.
Thank you very, very much. Muchas gracias.